AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Coronavirus case numbers are dropping in 49 of 50 states, but the nation is approaching another milestone, 900,000 virus deaths. President Biden says it's been a rough 2 years.
But here's the good news. We have the tools to save lives and to keep businesses open and keep schools open, keep workers on the job, and sustain this historic economic comeback.
The president was touting the latest jobs report. The Republican National Committee voted to punish fellow Republicans Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their work on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Cheney spoke about it last month.
All of my colleagues, anyone who attempts to minimize what happens, anyone who denies the truth of what happened, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And history is watching, and history will judge them.
The RNC also advanced a rule change that would prohibit Republican candidates from taking part in debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. Travis McMichael, the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, withdrew his guilty plea on a federal hate crime charge. Arbery's family is strongly opposed to a plea deal in that case. The Iowa Supreme Court rejected a black man's argument he was denied his right to an impartial jury because of a flawed process that excluded black people and resulted in only white jurors. In Beijing, the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics included a political angle. The leaders of Russia and China pushed back against U.S. pressure, declaring their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirming the island of Taiwan is part of China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin met before the opening ceremony. U.S. diplomats are boycotting the games over China's record on human rights. The murder trial of a man who shot and killed four people at a Nashville Waffle House in 2018 is going to the jury. Travis Reinking does not dispute the facts. This is AP News. Lasers being pointed at aircraft pilots is becoming a bigger problem. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Federal Aviation Administration says pilots reported a record 9,723 laser strikes last year, a 41% increase over 2020. The FAA says it handed out $120,000 in fines in 2021, and violators can face criminal charges. Lasers aimed at aircraft have been a safety concern for more than a decade, despite the possibility of a jail sentence for anyone caught. The FAA says pilots have reported 244 injuries from laser strikes since 2010. I'm Ben Thomas.
No more mystery meat or cheese pizza. Instead, chickpea wraps and veggie tacos will be on the menu for New York City public school students as the nation's largest school district shifts to vegan Fridays in school cafeterias. Vegan options are already available in all New York public schools every day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.